Random House Audio presents Lulu in Marrakesh by Diane Johnson, read for you by Justine Eyre. How indeed is it possible for one human being to be sorry for all the sadness that meets him on the face of the earth, for the pain that is endured not only by men, but by animals and plants, and perhaps by the stones? The soul is tired in a moment, and in fear of losing the little that she does understand, she retreats to the permanent lines which habit or chance have dictated, and suffers there. E. M. Forster, A Passage to India. Chapter 1. International terrorism may increasingly be a problem. Better intelligence to counter terrorist activities cannot be based on technological intelligence, e.g. photography, radio, and traffic intelligence, but must be based on clandestine agents' activities, or what is called humaned. Michael Handel, Avoiding Surprise in the 1980s. During training for my present job, I had been particularly struck by a foundation document of tradecraft, The Role of Self-Deception in Prediction Failures. It argues that Americans are especially prone to self-deception and that our ability to fool ourselves is greater than the ability of others to fool us. History shows plenty of examples, but it's my own that's made me understand the author's point. Am I myself more gullible than other Americans? Perhaps these are the very qualities I was recruited for, gullibility and the rigidity of my belief in pragmatism, for I am determined not to let ideology...